Welcome to the Real Estate Reality Show. This segment is brought to you by Arrow Moving and Storage. Whether you're moving across the street or across the country, call Arrow Moving and Storage, 719-325-6341. Now, your host and back-to-back Best of the Springs realtor, Justin Hermes.
Folks, thanks for joining me. Another show here of Real Estate Realities. Title of today's show is Being Creative as a Seller, folks. You couldn't time this any better as we are upon a market that is slowing for sellers. Much different than things were out of the gate this year as you were slapping your house on the market, getting multiple offers, some as many as 100,000 over list price. Unbelievable. Quite the opposite now. We're seeing days on market climb, homes that are sitting, and buyers coming in and getting massive discounts, folks. So as we talk throughout the show, I'm going to give you tips to help move your home, get it sold, and how to be smart when you're attacking this market. We always talk the good, the bad. The bad is you're looking at higher metro fees, taxes for these new build developments, and it is discouraging, folks, because if you look at the taxes on these new builds right now, let's just take a Sterling Ranch, you're looking at about $5,000, $6,000 a year. That is about $4,000 higher than my home, a 1950s rancher. So that in mind, they're already outrageously high, and they need to get higher? I kind of question it, and it really is because of the builders and the developers going, hey, it's too expensive to develop all of this and get it built out without putting some of it back on the consumer. I think that's a little interesting since they're making $80,000 to $100,000 on probably each home they're selling in that $500,000, $600,000 price point. They have private jets and collection of cars, and it's tough for me to really see that and go, okay, we need to put this back on the 9-to-5 consumer, maybe, you know, our VA veteran who's purchasing a home, and have them pay higher fees because the builders and developers in this town aren't making enough money. And so I think that's the bad for sure. And, you know, the good is gas is dipping. We're down around $4 and interest rates are dipping. And, well, folks, midterms on the horizon coming in November. That's why gas is dipping. The summer months are coming to an end. And they want the consumer feeling a lot better when they go to cast their vote than they're feeling now, right? Interest rates are taking a little bit of a dip. They're going to put a nice little pop in the economy before November. A lot of theater in this, folks. So do what you can control here. And that is be diligent with your real estate, make a game plan, and don't make fear-based decisions. That's what I'm here to help you with. Sit down, pen to paper, negatives, positives, and help you win when it comes to real estate. If you have questions during the break, feel free to call me at 719-232-1063. That's 232-1063. Stick around as we talk about being creative, selling your property here in El Paso County. We'll be right back.
Are you ready for a cut?
We're back to the Real Estate Reality Show with Justin Hermes. This segment is brought to you by House Check, servicing the Front Range of Colorado Springs for over 25 years with the most complete and personalized home inspection. Call them now for more information at 719-266-1645.
Welcome back in. You're here with Justin Hermes, your host of Real Estate Realities. It's an exciting time because any time the market changes and we have new challenges, I look at it for it's an opportunity to improve, an opportunity to pivot and problem solve. And that's what I'm helping you do today is problem solve, come up with some new ideas. If you're sitting here going, your house isn't selling, you better tune in. If you're thinking about selling, you better tune in. And if you're transitioning and not sure what you need to do, you call me at 232-1063. That's 232-1063. It's Justin Hermes. And I'm going to sit down with you like I just did before this with Tim, one of my clients. And we looked at, he says, Justin, I'm going to net out $150,000. Should I sell or rent? And the cash flow with the tax advantages of real estate was like 11% if he rented it out. And I go, Tim, you're going to take the $150,000 and make 11% in the stock market? Not a chance. Why are you selling your house? It is a cash-producing asset with tax advantages at 11%. keep the house. And that's what I want you guys to hear, is that's the difference. Most realtors make their money helping people buy and sell. I'm going to probably come at a different approach and try to encourage you to keep your property and not sell it, right? So it's a totally different approach. It's a long-term hold in real estate. It's the winner's circle. That's how you win, is long-term dividends, right? So if you're on the market right now and you're struggling to sell, number one, most of the time, it's not your realtor's fault. It's reality. And it's tough because a lot of people who sold in April and May are, you're talking with at work at the, you know, water cooler hangout, and they're going, yeah, we sold for 50 grand over, sold in a day, multiple offers. And let me just tell you, and just to give you a reference here, in June, sales were 1,750 approximately. That's how many home sales happened here in El Paso County, 1,750. In July, that came in at 1,234. I was talking with Jay Garvin's about it, and I said, we're going to be down into the low of thousands. And sure enough, it dropped 500 homes. Why? Because we had hangover from April, May, and June when people went under contract and they had 60-day closes and they had a better interest rate. I said, we're going to see the real health of the market when we get in July and August. I think August will get close to, it might even be below 1,000. So you look every month, it is getting worse. And so that's number one. Know this is reality, folks. This isn't, what is my realtor doing wrong? Now, I'm not saying every realtor is perfect, but a lot of the time, it's because of what's going on in the economy. So what do you do? Oh, lower price. That's always an option. Or you can get a little more creative. Interest rates, right? They're going up. People are sensitive to that. So you can look at it right now as a seller and go, I'm going to do a 2-1 buy down. You go, Justin, what does a 2-1 buy down mean? Are you talking about buying down the rate for my buyer? Well, it kind of. But a 2-1 buy down is you're going to pay about $10,000 for this for the buyer. But the buyer's able to come in and for that first year have an interest rate of 3.5%. For the second year, an interest rate of 4.5%. Then it goes to current day's rates at 5.5%. And I know what you're thinking. Yeah, and then it's going to adjust from there and you got an adjustable mortgage. And Justin, you always said don't do adjustable mortgages. No, there's a ceiling on it, folks. That's why this program's decent, because the worst case scenario, it goes to today's rates. And then you get the buyers in the door who go, oh, well, rates are going to dip in a year or two and I'll just refinance. I don't tell my buyers that because I don't believe that's going to happen, but some other agents do. So you can market this as a 2-1 buy down opportunity. Slap that on your sign. 2-1 buy down, interest rate 3.5%, right? Look at your loan before you go on the market. Is it assumable? What a concept. Do you have an assumable loan? Is it a VA 275 and the veteran who's purchasing can assume that loan at that interest rate? A lot of them are. Well, you solved a huge problem there. Checking and looking at your loan type, and if it's assumable, that could give you an extra $25,000. Is it worth it? I think so. Some people don't even know. They don't look at the fine print. They don't call in, check with their lender, and they go and sell, and they go, oh my gosh, my loan was assumable. The buyer could have got 2.75 and said they're at 5.5. Man, I could have probably sold that to them for an extra $20,000. It's okay. If you don't want to do the research, you want to coast through, it just costs you money. And that's fine. That's your personal decision. I'm here to help you dig in, do the due diligence so you don't end up throwing money down the drain. Okay, so far, you can reduce price. That's the number one. That's an obvious. Number two, you do a 2-1 buy down. Number three, you look at what type of loan you have, see if it's assumable. And then we get into closing costs, right? Closing costs are what the buyer pays to purchase the property. That is the money they spend for appraisal, to borrow the money from the lender, title fees, and then they always pre-charge. So if you close in the middle of August, they're charging for half of August and September. It's not free. A lot of people think it's, oh, I'm in there for free. My first payment isn't due till October 1st. Not the case, right? They're going to charge you. So that will probably be about $2,000 there. Then since the mortgage company doesn't pay you to trust you to pay your own taxes and insurance, they collect taxes and insurance. So then your closing costs are, you know, a couple grand at least for taxes and insurance. So you're looking at $7,000-$8,000 out of pocket. Right now, so that VA purchaser, it's not a no money down. They have to come out of pocket $7,000-$8,000. But that's where you come in as the seller and go, now it's a sweet deal. I will pay all your closing costs. Better yet, I'll pay all your closing costs and buy you a home warranty. Now we're really sweetening the pot. Now we're marketing ourselves. And that's what you have to do in a tough market. Before, you didn't have to market. So it's easy. You put a sign in the yard, take a picture, done. Home sold. We're back in reality now, folks. Now you have to have an aggressive agent who's going, how can we market your home properly, right? Another tool I love to use is the rent and for sale at the same time. It really gets in the consumer's head. They roll up on your property and they see a for rent and a for sale sign. They're going, what's the deal here? If we have any thought of purchasing this property, we need to get on it because they could rent this property out. Now you have leverage as a seller, folks. Welcome to the ball game. This is how we get aggressive. One of my favorite tools back in the day when the market was tough, the dual for sale and for rent at the same time. Whatever happens first is what we go with. That's great for a lot of you who are sitting on the fence going, I don't know whether should we rent or sell. Well, let's do the first thing that happens first. Worst case scenario, you rent it for a year and maybe you say it's not for me. We turn around and sell it. Not the end of the world. But it gets people motivated when they say you have leverage and they throw you that offer for 20 grand less. You go, we're just going to rent it. And all of a sudden they go, we'll pay full price. These are the tactics you have to have in your pocket. Now, I'm not saying we don't do staging or take fantastic pictures. We do all those things too. That is the bare minimum, folks. That's our job as realtors, is to market your property properly on the internet and get it done. But right now, the bare minimum doesn't get it done. That's why we have to talk about these other tips. But I'm not saying those aren't important. So staging, getting good pictures is very important. And that leads me into, you know, vacant homes. Do you stage a vacant home or not? Depends on room size, right? Depends on the layout. All these things come into effect. But I'll tell you, if you have a vacant home, one thing you can do for a buyer, especially a lot of our veterans, or active duty more so, is they're coming into town and they're going, we're in a hotel for a couple weeks and we're out looking at homes and we got to stay in a hotel for another couple weeks before we can close. All of a sudden you, as the seller, say, you know what? We get earnest money down. We get through the home inspection in the first 7 days. We're going to go ahead and let you move in. We're going to get a security deposit, a lease in place. We're going to protect ourselves liability-wise. But guess what? After 7 days, you move into the house, you start unpacking, you get the next 20 days for free, and then we close. Wow, that gets a buyer off the fence. They're looking at property on Smith Street that is 30-day close, can't move into the day after closing, or the property on Jane's Lane, and we go, 7 days, move your stuff in, get going, give you some free time. Buyer goes, apples to apples. Let's take Jane's. They seem easier to work with. They're going to help us get in the property earlier. And that is a recipe for winning, folks. And you go, the seller shouldn't be bending over and doing all this and trying to, you know, kowtow to the buyer. You know what? You want to sell your property or not? If you're in the boat of selling, you finally have to start working hard to sell. And that's reality, right? You actually have to be a sales person to get your house sold now. It was like the reverse 6 months ago. It was like, you know, you were holding a carrot up and everyone was jumping for it. This is when you're going to see the good agents surface. They're going to come in and market for you properly. Okay, so that's another one. Vacant home, purchase and move in early. Another thing, too, is reverse offers, folks. Somebody comes and looks at your house at $700,000. They go, price is too high. We don't care for it. Is your agent calling the other agent going, you know, do they have any remote interest in it? No, they got none. Okay, that's the end of the discussion. Can't force someone to have interest in your home. You know, the agent maybe goes, we do have interest. There's some interest there, but we're not sure the price is right. And, you know, okay, we talk with my seller. All of a sudden you come back and you go, they take $25,000? We do go $25,000 less on this? Will they take it? Oh, yeah, we didn't know you guys would come down that far. Yeah, it's a reverse offer. And that is the old school follow-up that you have to be a part of to generate the offers. It's follow-up, it's feedback, it's adjusting your property. And these are all the tips right here, folks. These are the recipe to success. I've been in a tough market when it was 100 days on market 8 years ago. Average days, 100 days on market. And we were getting it done. Was it easy? No, it wasn't like it was 6 months ago. You're falling off a log. But throughout the tough markets, we learned of ways to make your home attractive to sell. And that is where you'll still win. It'll take more effort. You may not get an offer first day on market, but you're still going to have success. So major key points on that, 2-1 buy down, check your loan, see if it's assumable, look at paying closing costs, look at the possibility of, I think I might even skip this one, letting the person purchase the home and then after 7 days go in and rent it until closing, very advantageous. And, staging and picture is still important, and reverse offers, very, very important deal, right? So anyway, a lot of good tips there. If you have questions, call me at 719-232-1063. We are heading into the third segment with Noah Klingon, owner of Pioneer Construction. We're going to talk about roofing, basement finishes, what is going on in the construction world. So make sure you stick around, listen to the important messages. We'll be right back here on Real Estate Realities. To escape reality. Yes, sometimes life ain't all it is cracked up to be. So let's take a chance and live this fantasy. Hear the story. Get up out of troubles in life. Don't you know it's not easy
Welcome back to the Real Estate Reality Show. Now here's Justin Hermes.
Hi, folks. Welcome into the third segment of Real Estate Realities. It's always great doing the show every week. The show sponsors make it possible. We have no other than Noah Klingon in here. We are talking home construction. Noah is the man for the job. He's done a bunch of remodels for me. And Noah, tell us a little bit about how you got started in the business, what you were doing before, so the radio listeners have an idea.
Yeah, I'm a third generation construction guy, kind of just was born into it. And before I started my company, I'm right now 4 years in, but before I started my company, I worked for the Regional Building Department. I was a building inspector for them. Kind of gathered all this code knowledge and actually working at the building department, inspecting these jobs for homeowners, I realized that there was a lack of quality and communication with a lot of the contractors I was inspecting for. So I seen this opportunity to kind of take on to start my company.
You saw an opening in the market. And folks, just, you know, Regional Building Department works through El Paso County. If Noah's going to do a job on, he's going to rebuild a deck, correct me if I'm wrong, but he's going to pull a permit and then they're going to come check his work. And so Noah was the person coming out and checking the work to make sure it was done properly.
Yep, exactly. And that makes us a little more unique because I have that background experience with the local codes, not just the international codes, but the local codes here for El Paso County as well. So that provided me the opportunity to really succeed with my company, I think a little more than other companies because I have that background knowledge.
Yeah, and you know the people there, you know what they're looking for. And I think, you know, anytime you're working for somebody who's enforcing the code, you're just going to be that much better when you're running your business because you're aware of that. It's already ingrained.
Absolutely. We don't have any issues with our inspections. We know what the inspectors are looking for. And that's a nice thing, too. I'm a small business, so I'm the guy that's on the job. My feet are there, making sure everything's going smoothly versus little bigger companies. You may not have that presence. So nobody cares more about the company than the owner. So it's nice to have the owner on site checking the jobs,
quality.
Exactly.
Keeps the quality to have the owner there. And talk a little bit about what you first started doing when you opened up your business, if it was more handyman stuff, bigger remodels, and then what you guys, you know, if somebody calls you, what are jobs, are there jobs that are too small, or are there jobs that are too big? What are you guys really focus on at Pioneer Construction?
Yeah, exactly. So when we first started, it was more the handyman stuff, kind of get my feet wet. I was the one actually doing the work in the beginning, getting dirty, sweaty, just getting out there, getting it started. As I grew, I started developing more subcontractors, getting employees, and that allowed me to take on bigger jobs, such as full-on remodels, basement finishes, decks, any and everything really, patios, restoration, water restoration as well is a big one we do, mold.
That's key, folks. So listen to that, because if you have had water in your basement, we've had a lot of rain. You know, the great thing about Noah is he can come in, not only fix the problem that you're currently dealing with, but then put it back together.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah.
So his number is 822-9222. That's 822-9222. You can call or text that. It's a 719 area code.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, we can come in, take thermal imaging, do some moisture tests, any water issues. I'm getting a lot of calls right now. It's better to get on it now rather than wait till later, because then that's when the mold starts to build up. And then it
becomes a bigger issue.
Yes, absolutely.
And a lot of people don't even know they had mold because they have water in the basement. And you did one for me at Sierra Meadows back in the day. And I ended up, it was my fault because I said, I don't think we need to attack that other room. I'm not sure a lot of water got in there. And then some of the mold started coming through, and we had to cut out even more because me as the landlord was kind of going, well, I can't see anything, so I think we're good, hold off on it. And then, you know, ended up having to cut up quite a bit. And so you can't see it a lot of the time. And then you get renters or even homeowners who don't go in their basement.
Correct.
They just don't go down there. And all of a sudden they come down and go, holy smokes, I have a pretty big issue. So what we did on that second time around is we cut out the drywall. We went even higher up. And I learned my lesson on that. You do it right the first time.
Absolutely. Yeah, it'll save you a headache and money in the long run. Just getting it done correctly, following through, doing the tests. You can do mold tests as well. Do moisture tests. They're super easy. It's very cost efficient for me to come in and just test and take a look at it versus rolling the dice with it and having it being a more bigger issue down the road.
Yeah, but most restoration companies, folks, if you're listening, they do the work to clean it up, but then they subcontract people out from there, correct?
Correct. And so we do it all. from start to finish. Yep.
And that's the kicker. I don't care what you say, you do lose quality. When more people you get involved, you lose quality.
Absolutely.
It's just simple as that. You got more moving parts. If you have one company handling it all, I guarantee you, you know, the quality will be better.
Oh, absolutely. And working with other contractors, if I'm only doing half, it confuses things and it slows the process down because you're basically having to work with another contractor to figure out what happened here. Where's this? Where's that? So yeah, absolutely. We're a one-stop shop. We can take care of everything from start to finish.
Fences, things like that.
Yep, fences. No job too small, too big. We get a lot of fences right now with all the wind. Make sure you're painting those fences, that preventive maintenance. I can help with those things. Drainage is a big thing. Slopes.
Roofing.
Yep.
You got any roofing issues, folks? It's not even a bad idea. If you're thinking about selling your house, don't wait till the home inspection and then you're hustling and you don't have time to really do your due diligence. Get Noah out there now. Have him look at the roof. And then you're ahead of the game. He can go, hey, it has hail damage or it doesn't. He can walk you through the insurance claim process and everything.
Yep, absolutely. This is, I mean, especially when it comes to insurance and home inspections, that's kind of our forte. I can help and with the preventive maintenance, that's huge. If you're selling or even buying, because then I can come in and help as well, let you know some issues to look out for and keep everything good for the long haul.
Yeah, and then tell us a little bit about, we obviously went through COVID and got all these supply chain issues and everyone is affected. Do you feel like you're back to normal? Are you still seeing things in the industry that are backlogged? Are prices still high? Have bids come down a bit? Has materials come down?
Wood has come down a little bit. Everything else kind of seems to keep going up. Cabinets just went up again. Roofing supplies went up again.
Why is that?
It's strange. When it comes to roofing products, they always go up. They never go down. I swear. I never get a price decrease on those particular materials. And then as far as waiting on materials, windows, garage doors, there's quite a backlog on those. And same with cabinets. You're looking at for
just
two to
these
three
manufacturing
months.
Companies don't have the people to work.
They
and the
still
fat
just
and,
can't catch up.
The warehouses.
Yeah. And then, you know, supply, getting the labor force back to normal and then the backlogs, it's just not catching up. But other areas are, thank God. And the shelves are filling up in Home Depot more and more. So it's getting better, but there's still some struggles. Definitely still some struggles with certain aspects.
Yeah, well, I think things will fix themselves. I think that's ultimately what we should have probably done at the beginning of this whole thing, is let people live off their savings and let things fix themselves. And now we, unfortunately, have the hyperinflation and pump so much money in that now you have this issue in the back end, and people are, I think, going to have a tighter budget, and hopefully those prices will correct a little bit more.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's pretty much double for you to do a remodel now as it was before COVID, right?
Yeah, it's pretty close to that. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm paying my guys more, gas is higher, materials higher. So, yes, there's definitely a significant price increase. I don't see things going down anytime soon, unfortunately. Yeah. It's just the way it is now, and I don't see it changing for a while, honestly.
Yeah. No, I think you're right. I mean, if you look at the 1970s and what happened with gas and oil, and if you look at what happened with, you know, stagflation and how that progressed, a lot of similarities in what we're going to see in the economy. And, you know, it's disappointing, but you find a different way to win, and that's what you guys are doing, and you're still helping people and getting stuff done, and people still have to do remodels.
Absolutely.
You know, it is what it is. So, Noah, give your contact information out again. If you have a website, Noah's with the Better Business Bureau, all those things as well.
Yeah, check us out. We're 5 stars on every platform, Better Business Bureau, Facebook, Google, Yelp. I can be reached at 719-822-9222. Again, that's 719-822-9222. Give us a call. We'd love to come take a look and see what you got going on and help you with your project.
There you go, folks. Give Noah a call. He'll help you out. No job too big or too small. Always fun talking home and mortgage. Most important thing, using the gifts God has given you, help somebody else in the community. Make the world a better place. That is the key. And join us back here next week, because we're going to be talking about how to pop rent, how to market your property properly and get it done as a landlord. Folks, we do property management, but there's some properties you can manage on your own. We want to help give you the tips to do that successfully. Noah, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Justin.
All right, folks. We'll be right back here. Questions in the meantime, give me a call. 719-232-1063. That's 232-1063.
But this year's tax increase, why, it's the biggest in history. Round and around we go. Where we stop, who knows? The American dream.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.
Dreaming.